All right. This is Chris Johnson, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in my world. I got a new job. The two-job thing? It's fucking over. Radio station? Gone. Office store? Gone. Last week was it. I fucking put the time in. It was done. So things are finally starting to fall into place for me. The new job is just going to be one job. I'm going to make more money than both old jobs combined. Holy shit. We're fucking rolling here. Things are starting to look good. And then on my last day at the radio station, which was last week, I get a text message. Text message out of the blue from that girl I dated over the summer. You remember that one? We went out for a couple months. Things were rolling along. And she's like, hey, man, I really like being around you. And then 2 weeks later, she just fucking vanished and stopped responding to my text. That one. She fucking texted back. And here's what I found. That I am disappointingly like a high school girl when I get a fucking text message from somebody that I like or liked. I look down and get all excited about it. Like, should I respond right away? What should I do with this? Should I tell somebody about this? Huh. Ooh, how are we going to handle it? And I'm thinking to myself, bro, you're a 34-year-old man. You're a 34-year-old man. Get a hold of yourself, goddammit. And just fucking respond. The text said something like, hey, I was listening to the station this morning, and you know, where are you off to? I was like, wow, where am I off to? Does she want to get together? Why the fuck else would somebody reach out after months? You know, you know that I like you. You know how I felt about you when you bailed before. Now you're reaching out, talking to me about the radio station and where I'm going. So I did. I responded. I said, yo, yeah, I'm going here, and you know, no more 6 days, 60-hour weeks. She responded in a couple days, like, oh, I really hope you like it. That's great. And she was spinning like dumb fucking nursery rhymes, like, action is better than inaction. I don't know what the fuck that means, but I thought, yeah, it is. It's great. Is that wisdom? I don't know what the fuck that is, but it is. A couple days later, she's fucking shooting me texts at like 2 a.m. about, I mean, you know, hey, I listened to the podcast, and it's been great. Like, oh, she's listening to the podcast? What the? Let's go down the list here. You were listening to the station, and you know I'm leaving, so you asked me about that. You asked me about my hours. You wished me well a couple times. You told me that action is better than inaction at least twice. I don't know what the fuck that means, but you said it twice. And then you followed that up with, I've been listening to the podcast, and they were great. Like, holy shit. So fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to fucking ask if she wants to get together again. I'm all jacked up. I'm as fucking excited as I've been in months on the relationship front. It's because it's been a tough almost 2 years on the relationship front. I saw my wife left with a guy with a man bun from her fucking job and moving to the fucking house we bought together. And then, you know, I find somebody else I like and she just fucking disappears, but she's fucking back. It's like, oh, everything's fucking turning around for me, right? New job? The fucking girl's back? Right? Shit. Here we go. I sent her the text last night like, hey, you want to get together sometime? And this was the response. This was the honest to God response that I got from her after the text message. Quote, I applaud the balls, but no, I do not. Unquote. What the fuck? Dude, are you a fucking human being? What kind of fucking monster are you? Fucking response like that. What the fuck was that? I applaud the balls. Oh, that's great. Oh, you do? Thank you very much. I was trying to put them on display. I'm glad you like them. What a fucking monster. I went fucking ape shit. I couldn't go for a walk like I did last time and feed any ducks and squirrels in the park. I just had to fucking sit here and crank on the fucking Zen music and rock in the corner like a fucking mental patient for hours. Hours on end. Yeah, I didn't get anything else accomplished the rest of the night. It was bad. It was bad. I didn't take it well. And I just kept thinking, like, what the fuck? Like, what the... What? I said to her, I was like, what's the matter with you? You know? How I fucking feel about you. You don't say anything to me for fucking months. And then you reach out and ask me about my fucking job and take a fucking interest in my shit. Only to be like, nah, man. Nice balls on you. You got a nice set there, son. But no, we're not going out again. You might as well have just said fuck off. You know what I mean? You might as well have just said fuck off. Because that's what you fucking said. You said to fuck off. I'm going to take a moment to close this out. By speaking to her directly, she may be listening to the podcast. I know she has in the past. I know she specifically liked the voting one, and she brought up the Dirty 30, the dumbest fucking saying of all time. She liked that one, too. And I hope you like this one, because it's specifically for you. I hope you like this statement right here. I fucking hate you, and I wish that we never met. and you're a terrible fucking human being. I don't know why you thought it was okay to fucking do any of the things that you did, but it's fucking rotten. And I'd wish the same shit to happen to you, but I don't think anybody fucking deserves it. Even you. Fuck you. But, you know, follow me on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast, because we need numbers. We need the numbers. We gotta keep the numbers going. But seriously, fuck you. But follow me at Johnson Hates You and go fuck yourself. But, you know, follow this on Podbean. And I fucking hate you, but you can follow on iTunes as well. And kiss my fucking ass. Check me out on Google Play.